The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, and it is again my privilege to welcome to the program Lauren Gydek, who is the Vice President for Communications and Media with Christian Healthcare Ministries. Lauren, welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate you having me on today.
It is my pleasure. Lauren, I talk about Christian Healthcare Ministries every day on my program, and something that I try to emphasize every time is that Christian Healthcare Ministries is a thoroughly biblical and affordable alternative to health insurance. Can you explain to us why it is so biblical in nature?
Sure. Well, I think it goes back to our foundational verses. And one of those is Galatians 6:2, which says, you know, depending on your translation, it says, carry each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So that's something we take very much to heart here, to be a resource for Christians to help each other out in their times of need as it relates to health care costs. And we also draw the example from the early church in the book of Acts, chapters 2 and 4. It says that all the believers pulled their resources together, and because of that, there was no one in need. And that's what we want to see happen with healthcare costs. We want there to be no Christians out there who have medical needs. We're here to be a solution for them.
You know, Lauren, when I was first introduced to Christian Healthcare Ministries, I looked at the program, looked at it in depth, and I remember kind of the you know, the face plant thing. Duh, why hasn't
right?
the church thought of this before? It is so incredibly biblical, but no one did anything like this until 1981, when Christian Healthcare Ministries was born. And it's hard for me to believe that no one had thought of this before. But since 1981, you right. have been sharing with other believers healthcare costs in a beautifully biblical and absolutely legal way. And let's address that, because I think some people would say, well, this can't be legal. Aren't we required by federal law to have health insurance? Is Christian Healthcare Ministries legal?
Yes, 100%. So the way the Affordable Care Act reads is that there is an exemption for members of healthcare sharing ministries. And that's what Christian Healthcare Ministries is. We are a healthcare sharing ministry. And so any individual or family who joins CHM is protected by the national healthcare law.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are convinced that Obamacare was completely done away with. And that is not true. Much of it is still in existence. And I just wanted our listeners to know that there is a specific provision in that providing for health-sharing ministries such as Christian Healthcare Ministries.
Yes, absolutely right.
All right. I've got to bring this up, Lauren. Just before I came in to talk to you, I did a little internet search and I typed in Christian Healthcare Ministries. And I was absolutely amazed at how many searches came up that sound, the website, everything is almost identical to Christian Healthcare Ministries. How can our listeners be sure that they're getting the real thing? How can they be sure that they are accessing Christian Healthcare Ministries? And do you hear of people being, I hate to use the word fooled, but going to some other site, some other organization, when they think they're coming to your site.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I would encourage your listeners, Bob, to look for the bubble people. We call them the bubble people. They're three little figures, blue, tan, and red. It looks like a family. That's part of our logo, and that is trademarked. So anytime you see that online, you know that you're at Christian Healthcare Ministries and not somewhere else. And we have heard stories of people who join one of the other health cost-sharing ministries and only later to find out that they didn't get what they thought they were getting. They actually signed up with someone else, and they thought they were a CHN member. So just look for those bubble people, and you'll be on the right track.
Yeah, and that's something I try to emphasize. Look for the bubble people. Look for the bubble people. And it's true that Christian Healthcare Ministries is the oldest since 1981 and the largest. Is that correct?
That is correct. And like you said before, you know, why didn't anybody think about this previously? Why didn't anybody come up with this idea? And, you know, what we're seeing happening is we've been around for almost 40 years, but people are realizing, you know, this is an opportunity. So everybody's trying to jump on the bandwagon and offer similar services. But we are the first. We are the longest serving. And I just want to let your listeners know, Bob, that we have shared over $4.5 billion, that's billion with a B, in medical bills since this ministry started.
$4.5 billion. And you're actually sharing multiple millions of dollars every single month, correct?
That's right. In the month of October, we just had a record-breaking month, actually a second in a row record-breaking month, and we shared over $54 million just in the month of October.
Oh, my goodness. And just before we began the interview, you emphasized something to me. You weren't chewing me out, but you emphasized, and you said, Bob, we want to make sure that we call our members members. They're not subscribers. They are members. Why is that important, that the people who are sharing their health costs with others, that you look at them as members? I think that's significant. It sounds like a family.
Yes, we're very, very interested in people understanding that, you know, with Christian Healthcare Ministries, you're not a policy holder. You're not a member. You know, you have a member number, but it's personal to our staff. You know, we care for you. We want to take care of you and help you through, you know, like I said before, some of these very difficult times of life when you're struggling with cancer or heart disease or even just a broken arm. You know, we want people to know that they are valued members of the body of Christ. And because of that, they are important to Christian Healthcare Ministry.
And it's not unusual whatsoever for your staff to be praying for individual members that are a part of Christian Healthcare Ministries.
Oh, yes. We have a corporate prayer here every day. You know, different departments will gather together to pray. People will pray at their desks individually. We have employee portal where we post prayer requests from our members. So that just happens all kinds of ways here.
Well, it is a beautiful thing, and of course, that's something you will never, ever find with traditional health insurance, and that's why we keep emphasizing that Christian Healthcare Ministries is not health insurance. It is a thoroughly biblical and affordable alternative to health insurance, and that's why, folks, I want you to check out Christian Healthcare Ministries at chministries.org. Now, don't be fooled. Look for the bubble people. There are many, many sites out there that look just like Christian Healthcare Ministries, but they don't have the bubble people. chministries.org, or you can call 800-791-6225. 800-791-6225. Lauren, as always, you've given us a wealth of information, and I am praying that many of our listeners we'll immediately check out chministries.org, Christian Healthcare Ministries. God bless you, Lauren, and all of you at Christian Healthcare Ministries.
Thank you, Bob. The pleasure is all mine.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, let me lift the lid on our Salvation Army kettle, all right? Hang on. Let me just pry up the lid. I got to take the lock off. I mean, you know, you got to lock the kettle anymore. Okay. I got the key. Got the lock off. Let me pull up the lid and $8,839.30. That's exactly where we were yesterday. And that's wonderful because we have exceeded our goal by $839.30. But I was really hoping, and I know many of you were as well, that we could hit $9,000. Still time. You can still give. We are just, what, $161 away. I know that there are at least two or three people listening right now. You know the great work that the Salvation Army does, and you could help. $25, $50, $100, $61. I just know that right now, right this minute, there are enough people who have a little disposable income, and you know about the Salvation Army, and you could drop some money in the kettle. All you need to go to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner, and please remember, when you pull up the website, if the Salvation Army banner is not right across the top, hit refresh. It'll come up. In fact, you might have to hit refresh a couple times. I did once today. It usually pops right up, but once today, I had to refresh it twice. Folks, I know we can pick up another $161 and make it to $9,000. All right? Would you do it? Would you pray about it? Could you give? Could you put us over 9,000? Would you? TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. And I'm already rejoicing. Please don't misunderstand me. We're $839 over our goal. $8,839.30. It would just be wonderful if we could go ahead and hit $9,000. Can you help? Can you put us over the top? TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. Well, this is an explosive report from the Wall Street Journal. Pardon me. It's not the Wall Street Journal. It's the Washington Post. The Washington Post has gotten their hands on a report from a whistleblower in the Mormon Church, a person who has worked in the financial aspects of the Mormon Church, and it is explosive. The gentleman's name is David A. Nielsen. He's 41 years old. He is a Mormon. He worked as a senior portfolio manager at the church's investment division, a company named Ensign Peak Advisors, and he worked there until September. He tried to work with his superiors about financial aspects that really, really troubled him and bothered him. Didn't get satisfaction. He finally quit, and he went to the IRS. And here's the story. Despite amassing some $100 billion in accounts meant for charitable purposes, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints pressed struggling members to tithe while bailing out a church-run insurance agency and a shopping mall with billions of dollars, a new whistleblower complaint to the Internal Revenue Service alleges. Quote, some $2 billion from INSON has been used over the past decade to bail out church-run insurance company, Beneficial Life, and a shopping mall in Salt Lake City, which was a joint venture between the church and a major real estate company. In addition to accusing church leaders of using tax-exempt donations to bail out the two businesses, it accuses church leaders of misleading members by stockpiling their surplus donations instead of using them for charitable works. According to the story, the Mormon Church has over $100 billion in cash reserves. $100 billion in cash reserves. Now, how does that compare to like companies? Well, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Apple each hold between $100 billion and $136 billion, according to the most recent company filings. So in other words, the Mormon Church has as much cash on hand as Microsoft, Alphabet, which is, I believe that's Amazon, and Apple. Harvard has the country's largest academic endowment of $40.9 billion. The largest private philanthropic foundation in the world is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They have $47.8 billion. So in other words, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has less than half of the cash reserves of the Mormon Church. The accusation is that the Mormon Church is tax-exempt because they're a religious organization, but this whistleblower, who again is still a Mormon and worked within the financial arm, the investment arm of the Mormon Church, he is saying that the money has been used for profit and that the church owes hundreds of billions in taxes. Again, this report has been turned in to the IRS, and the IRS is now actively investigating. Now, this is all very much if, okay? If, and only if, this is proven to be true, this could turn out to be the biggest financial scandal of any religious organization in American history. Whether it will be or not, don't know. This is one man, one whistleblower, in a complaint to the IRS. I'm just saying, if it is true, this is going to be a huge scandal for the Mormon Church. Innocent till proven guilty. We will keep an eye on that.